Previously on Short Quest, Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
Here we are. You guys are on the doorstep of Golta.
Holding them each by the scruff and away from each other.
Yes, yes, we've them on board. Do you have someone for offloading, or do I have my people get started?
I imagine that Aristo makes a lot of noises like Tina from Bob's Burgers.
This man does not trust this Vicus at all.
From what I've heard, and he like leans in here for it, he's like, I heard she's experimented on children.
She'll do anything for the Aeon Bone.
Yola Strala has been a little on edge recently with Sylvani being here.
Good, we need the guards distracted.
Eddie and Oris have already kind of walked down the hallway. Aristo kind of follows behind Ginger as I'm assuming she leaves the room.
Yeah.
So he's just like, oh, jeez.
Don't worry about it, Aristo.
Okay.
You've got work to do.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, I have to escort my engineers now, don't I?
So, yeah.
I love that Ginger has just effectively, like, just completely distracted that guard.
Yeah.
I think Oris said he was sitting there like, Oris said he was following me, so.
Yeah.
And I'm following Ginger.
Real quick, before you guys get too far down the hallway,
okay.
I was just going to say, as you come around this like little hallway, you do see some signs kind of pointing to different things. Like, as you first came out, like, the doorway is straight across from the way. Had a sign on it that essentially said processing and interrogation. Then down the hallway, you see another sign saying a second door for security was further down the hall to the east. And then to the north, you do see that there's a sign pointing towards cell blocks and robot maintenance. So, just in case you guys wanted to do anything with that information. You guys all still just heading straight down the main way towards the center?
Yeah, unless anyone else is deviating.
No. I don't want to stay here. I don't want to explore.
Nice.
I want to get where we're going. Get the fuck out of here.
That's scary. It's tempting to make a wrong turn.
Do what your heart desires.
Oris, are you going to make a wrong turn? It's up to you.
No. I mean, security's right there. But no. No. I mean, he was following Eddie, so... He's following Eddie.
Okie dokie. And Aristo is right behind you guys.
What a sweet bean. He suffered a lot. And mostly it's my fault.
So, as you come down the hallway, you do notice as you go down this hallway, it is... like an incline. You guys are slowly moving up as you're walking down this hallway. And you would notice that when you were outside on the landing pad, you would notice that, you know, the other, like the cell block areas and the main kind of drag had been much higher. Like they had sat like 20 feet off the ground as opposed to the 5 feet off the ground like the landing pad was. But so you take this incline, you head up this hallway, and as you reach the doors... Again, these doors open straight for you. Actually, I will say, as you get close to the door, Ginger, because Eddie kind of came up a little ways behind you, as you got close to the door, it didn't seem to, like, activate right away. And then as the rest of the group kind of caught up with you, then the door opens automatically. And you guys just can waltz right in. You move down this long hallway towards this smaller circular room with a circular desk in the center. The east and west, there are large glass panes. So actually, you guys can kind of move into the room if you want. just so you can get an idea of what it actually looks like. But to the east and west, there are large glass panes allowing guards to view outside the facility. And you also notice down kind of below, because the glasses kind of have like a ability to kind of see like downwards, there's like lower panes that kind of allow you to see down to the ground. And you see outside that there are two reactors sitting outside on the planet themselves, like hooked up to this facility. And currently, you see two guards off to the right, kind of just against the glass, kind of looking down, and they're like chuckling about something and like laughing, and they seem to be watching something while the central guy is actually kind of standing resolute and watching you come in, and he's eyeing you as you, you know, first walk ahead. You also notice before he engages with you that there are five paths leading out. The way you just came in from, that leads back towards the lobby and the processing and all that. To the southwest reads the infirmary or the med bay. To the southeast reads cafeteria. To the northwest reads imperial prison. And to the northwest reads non-imperial prison. But as you approach, the guy sitting in the center kind of looks up. He's like, what's all this?
I've brought engineers for inspection.
Inspection?
Yes, I have a trio of new engineers.
Oh, to be inspected by the warden.
Yes.
Ah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, we could use some. We have, we've been having some issues.
I've seen. Oh, but don't mind me. You were saying?
Well, currently, the warden's in... kind of leans over and yells to the other two guys. He's like, hey, where's the warden? And they kind of like, they're like giggling to each other and don't even notice him at first. And they're like, oh, look at him. Look at him. Look at him do his thing. And they're kind of like looking out at this, like out on the moon surface. And if you guys kind of wander over, you see that they're watching these two essentially zombies. They look like zombies out there, just like wandering around, like just shambling, like on the surface of the moon. And they're just kind of giggling to each other, like that there's these two zombies just like walking out on the moon, out near the reactors. And he's like, hey, idiots, where's the warden? And they kind of like, one just kind of waves his hand at him. He's like, I don't know, he's, I think she was probably with that witch in the med bay. He's like, all right, you don't say that. You don't say that. You don't say that out loud. And he's like, oh, sorry, sir. And he kind of like clams up a little bit. And he's like, yeah, unfortunately, I just changed shift with these idiots and came from the cafeteria just myself. So I didn't see where the warden went recently, but they've been spending a lot of time in the infirmary talking with Sylvana, our guest medic, so.
Alright.
But, that or up in the non-Islanti prison, they have a couple special guests that they've been taking care of. And he kind of says it with like a little edge to his voice.
Now, hold on. When you say special guests, you mean inmates?
Yeah, of course.
Alright. Just clarifying.
Yeah, well, you can try either one, but, I can ring you through which way you're going.
Oh, I think we ought to go get these gentlemen settled at the infirmary.
Okie dokie. And so he clicks a little switch. The infirmary door down to the southwest opens up, and you guys are free to head towards that way.
I'm going to start waving the others to follow. If we weren't in front of people, I would probably lean over and start whispering furiously, like, I actually know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, neither do I.
Pretty much just bluffing our way to success.
Yep. Well, we've been in so this exact far, position before. We did great.
Yep. I mean, actually, it's funny that you say that, because in this situation, this feels so much easier than what you did in Nacondas. Because in Nacondas, you were essentially in a forward operating base, like, essentially in wartime, essentially. So they were like,
yeah, they were already on alert.
Yeah, they were on alert. Here, they have no reason to think that anything's going on. So you all look like they were expecting three engineers and a captain. You showed up as three engineers and a captain. You all look human. You all look look Islanti. So they have no reason to question what's going on right now. So you are, you're doing all right. Or perhaps they see through your disguise and they're just letting you through. Perhaps.
I'm gonna be thrilled. That'll be entertaining.
But anyways, as you enter into the infirmary with this room's like bright lighting, sterile looking instruments and white walls, this place is clearly a place of medicine. Like, this is absolutely the infirmary. And you notice there's like a metal gurney rests in front of like a line of cabinets on the southern half of the room. There's a large airlock to the north that seems to be like a way down to the planet if you need to. And as you look, you see there's a lone doctor working with their back to you. And they're dissecting what looks like a Gossclaw, which is essentially the same thing that Talmarin is. So, like, they have, like, the corpse of one of these in front of them. They're, like, cutting into them. You also notice that there's, like, a couple vats against the west wall. And there are two creatures, but they're flesh looks like it's like sloughing off, and their eyes are like this milky white, and you notice that, like, you're pretty sure that these are probably zombies, like similar to what you just saw it on the planet surface or the moon surface. And but you also notice that like parts of these zombies have been like replaced with like robotic parts, and there's like wires running through like through their arms, up into their chest, and like into their brains, and up to their spine, and all this stuff. And when they eye you, you can see this almost like hunger in their eyes. Like, they're just floating in these vats, and you see like their jaws kind of working as if like you're already feeling the sensation of like chewing on your flesh. You can feel this, like, as they're just like looking at you. The doctor is an older woman, maybe late 50s, early 60s, something like that. Her dark hair maybe is probably like chin length, tucked behind her ears. But she doesn't turn around to acknowledge you. She seems just too enraptured in her research. But fuck, Eddie. This room looks so familiar. In fact, it like is maybe this room, but not this room. Like, almost identical, like you've been in this room before. Then all of a sudden, you're pulled back, and you are in this room once again, but take about like 2 feet off of your height. Like, you're looking at the room from a different perspective, like you're shorter. And you're sitting in this room, like holding someone's hand. You look up and you see it's your mother. And she's talking to this younger man in this regal purple military outfit with this slicked back black hair. You hear his voice, and all, this just comes through crystal clear. Like, you remember it like it was yesterday. And you hear this deep, deep, like, baritone voice. And he's,
"So, Sylvana, the research is coming along smoothly. How close are we to extracting the other half of the child's power?"
And then this woman's voice comes in. She's like,
"Very close. We're Sardat Ulavestra. We're so close. Though there seems to be an amazing, interesting anomaly." And she says this almost like bubbly.
"Anomaly? What anomaly are we talking about?"
"After we were able to coax the negative half of the energy out and instill it, the positive seemed to almost grow and fill its place, like a sluice gate opening to maintain its equilibrium."
And you see this like flash of dark energy that emanates from this man's eyes. And there's this flicker of greenish flame sputtering from his now bald fist.
"I don't care, Sylvana. I want that other half, even if you have to cut it out of the boy your fucking self."
And this outburst seems to come out of nowhere. Like he was fine 1 second, and then just bam. Just fucking 0 to 60 immediately. And you have this like in this state of like holding this woman's hand, you feel this like immense fear, and then almost like a sense of pity. And then you feel this woman like squeeze your hand like super tightly, almost painfully. There won't
be any need for that. I'll get working on that. And then suddenly she's cut off as the facility is just rocked by this big tremor. Klaxon starts to blare. This reddish hue pulses from the emergency lights above. And then all of a sudden, Ilvestra runs over and he like clicks this like communicator on this console. It was situation report now. And over the comms, you hear this panicked soldier be like,
"Sir, a steward ship has dropped out of the drift directly above Galta. We've already beamed infantry above several sectors. We're being overrun."
And you hear this, like, this gunfire hail. Fire just erupt over the comms. And you hear this soldier obviously die to this barrage of gunfire. Before it cuts out, you hear a roar of this voice. And a voice you know very well. A super familiar voice. And he just screams your name in anger and, like, need. And then you're pulled back out of that moment. You're standing in this room again, and the woman in front of you turns around. And though she's much older now, you could never forget the face of your mother, Sylvia Fry.
"Can I help you?"
Yeah, he's just staring.
Completely unaware of Eddie's revelation there. Yes, we are looking to have these engineers inspected.
Oh, yes, I apologize. No, this... You must be looking for Yelestrilla. She is...
Yes.
She's currently in the non-Aslanti prison area. Now, if you have nothing else, I would like you to please leave me to my research, unless you need checking up on. Are any of you injured?
No injuries, but research. And I'm looking at the zombies. Are these yours?
Well, I mean, as much as anything could be anyone's. This is currently my research. It's working on using current... Well, honestly, it's all above your pay grade. You don't need to know about it, so...
Of course
not. What was your name again? I apologize. What was your name?
Amalark. I was fascinated. It's excellent work.
Yeah, I think Oris is grossly eyeing this stuff because it's up his alley, but it's still pretty gnarly shit.
Interesting. So, everybody give me a... or it's just you give me a perception check real fast. Actually, everybody give me a perception check.
Oh, somebody who wasn't taken 30. In by my charms. Help.
31.
Perception is perception probably my worst check. Skill. Yeah, everything's fine.
Ginger's four. Yes, Ginger, you don't notice really anything. Eddie, you notice... I gotta imagine you're not focusing on anything else. Like, I gotta imagine you're sitting there just...
He's borderline panic attack.
Yeah. You, like, for a second kind of steal your brain, focus on her face, and are like, let me find some discrepancy. Let me find something that shows that this can't be right. My mother has been missing, presumed dead. What the fuck is going on? This can't be her. But you don't find anything. Like... This is the face of your mother. Now, whether that means it's her or something like Ginger pretending to be her or your brain playing tricks on you, you don't think that, though. Your perception check, 100%, like, you know, you're pretty sure you're not fucking imagining anything. Like, this seems to be right. But you did just have a crazy little flashback, and this all seems... really fucking weird. Like, all of it kind of comes at you like a deluge real fast. Oris, you notice on a table nearby, you see a small container marked experimental nanites. You can't help but notice it. Like, it's just noticed sitting there. And you hear echo in your head all of a sudden, or at least a voice in your head, whether it's echo or not. We're not 100% sure. But... kind of echoing, it's like,
"Oris, take it." She's not even paying attention. Just snag him. It's got to be something cool, right? It's got to be something awesome. Just take it. No one's paying attention.
She's talking with the weird one. The one that turns shapes. Won't even notice. Just do it. Do it.
Now, how compelling is this voice?
It's up to you how much you want to listen to it. It's not something that I'm going to make you roll on if you don't want to listen. But it's how much would Oris look at it and go, that is sitting right there. They're not really paying attention. And it does sound cool. Like, how much would Oris need to be persuaded to do it comparatively with someone saying, just do it? I'm putting this on you.
Damn it. And she's not looking at him?
No. I mean, you are kind of... You're off to the side a little bit. And she seems to be focused on Ginger. And she keeps kind of going back and forth between Ginger and Eddie. She's looking at Ginger, and she's looking at Eddie with a slight familiarity. Like, I can't put my finger on this. How do I know
you? Normally, I think Oris would probably grab it, but they're in the middle of an Islanti prison. So I don't think he's going to push his luck.
Okay. That is legit. Rolling your own little wisdom check?
Yep.
I like it. Okay.
Okay. Yep, he's not going to do it.
Nice. Both decided to just let the dice decide what's going to happen next. I like it. Let the dice decide. So she says. Oh, go ahead.
How could you not know?
Excuse me?
How can you look at me and not know?
He's had a very long day. I apologize for that.
Tell me how!
Excuse me, soldier. And she, like, you see her kind of lean in.
He's more angry than you have ever seen in your lives.
Excuse me, soldier. Or engineer. I don't understand what you're asking.
He's gonna take his helmet off and just throw it at her feet.
And let me give her.
Sheet, meet fan. Fan.
If all this is going on, honestly, Oris is grabbing those fucking hands.
Okay. So give me a sleight of hand, Oris.
Sorry, I failed my wisdom.
No, it's fine. I love this.
Ten. So do I.
So, you
just hit clatter,
grab
clatter.
Them? Yeah, absolutely. But the woman looks to you as you absolutely grab these. Like, 100% she notices you grab these.
Yep.
But her then face is pulled back towards Eddie.
That was the plan.
Yeah, and
what's the plan?
Well, there's way more pressing matters going on than Oris grabbing nanites.
And all of a sudden she's like, Edward?
After what they did to me.
Edward!
You're here doing this! What is this?
You've come home! You finally come home and did you join Islanti Soldier? Are you an engineer?
Hold on, before we say anything else, Oris, and I'm going to look very pointedly at the camera.
Okay.
Is this a conversation we can have in front of that?
Oris is going to walk over here and try to remote hack the camera.
Never join this. Ever!
Okay, Oris, go ahead and give me an engineering check.
And he's yelling at he's not stopping. These people... disgust
absolutely.
Me.
All's going on at the same time, yeah. Oris, give me an engineering check. She looks at you like, oh, 31, holy shit. Okay, yeah, so the camera just, you see it kind of like dip down, and she's like, I don't understand. Why are you here? What are you, Edward, I'm so happy to see you, but why are you here if you're not with, what do you mean you wouldn't join? What are you doing here?
He's at that point, he's having trouble, like, breathing. He just kind of grips the counter.
I'm confused. I don't know what you're here for. Why, if you're not... And she kind of, like, looks. She's like, is this your father's doing? Did your father send you here? This is all his fault. I knew he would end up doing this. I knew he would turn you against me.
I came here to protect the only person that's ever looked out for me. Ever. In my whole life.
Are you talking about that red robot?
You experimented on children.
I brought out
the on best me. In children. No, Edward, it wasn't... Life is an experiment, Edward. It wasn't... You were never hurt. We never hurt you. I brought out the latent abilities that you had within you. Don't... Edward, not like this. That's not...
Why wasn't that my choice?
Your parents know better than you. It was for greater good. It was for the throne. And
I don't give a shit about the throne.
And you see her, like, taken aback by that for a second.
Fuck She's you, like, and fuck the Aeon throne.
Edward, not like this. You can't. Please.
And she kind of, like, you have to leave. You have to go. You have to get out of here.
Not without Sedona.
You don't have time. I can only spare you 15 minutes. She kind of, like, hesitates for a second. And give me... What are you trying to do? Are you trying to intimidate her? Are you trying to, like...
I can't think of what else.
Reason with her?
It's certainly not diplomacy.
Yeah, okay. He's so angry. That's kind of what I was thinking. Gotcha. Okay, give me an intimidation.
Yeah, he's not good at this. 3.
Yeah, he's out of his mind. He's a little pissed. So yeah. You kind of lash out, like, tell me where she is. She's like, Edward, you can't be here. If they find you, they will kill you, and I can't lose you like that. Not again. You have to leave. Just go. Before Eola Strilla finds you. Right now she should be in the Nanaslanti area, so you should be able to slip right back out. Just, you got this far in, you should be able to get back out. I can buy you 15 minutes, but that's the most I can do. Just leave, and please, I'll find you, I'll talk with you, we can work this out, I promise.
He's gonna pull his pistol and point it at her.
Oh shit. Okay,
tell
me another.
Where
she
is.
Give me another intimidation check. This time the DC got lowered extremely.
It's higher than last time, to be fair.
It is true. It is higher than last time. But wait a minute. I don't suppose your little thing adds anything, does it?
No, I think it's the bluff, not intimidate.
It was bluff, you're right. Okay, no problem. So yeah, you point the pistol at her, and again, she puts her hands up, she backs away, she's like, Edward, you wouldn't shoot me. I'm your mother. Please. This isn't... And then I think this is like the first time... I mean, you guys may have gotten this from context clues as well as this conversation has gone so far, but this is the first time they're actually saying, I am your mother. So... Yeah, she's like, I'm your mother. You wouldn't shoot me. It's for your good. You have to leave.
You're not my mother.
Stay.
Holy shit.
You're a monster.
Edward, you don't mean that. I understand that you don't understand what I did for you and what we did for the betterment of our people. Of your people, Edward.
These aren't my people. These are my people. Seen a gesture to Ginger or Norris. The only family I have. And Sedona. And I'm not leaving without her. I will tear this place to the ground.
She, like, stares at you for a few seconds, and...
I don't want you to die, Edward. There's... Sedona's in the Nanaslanti prison area to the northeast of here.
And you see her go over to the console and start typing something down. And you see her hit enter on this console, and... She's like, there. I've given you a 15-minute window. The cameras are down. You need to get her and get out of here. Edward, you have to see reason. I did this for you. I did this for all of us. For everything. For our people. To secure you a place amongst our people.
You can keep it.
Why should make use of that window? Out. Yeah.
And he's going to open the cube thing, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Or should we do it in the non-Islanti prison section?
I mean, if the cameras are down, it doesn't necessarily matter, does it?
Yeah, unless... but these guys matter.
Oh, there's guys in the hall?
Yeah.
Do the guys and do the guards in the hallway look aggressive?
He did yell.
As you come out...
Sorry if I peeked, by the way.
Oh, no, it's fine. If it is, I'll fix it. It was too good anyways. So
good.
It was fucking fantastic. So as you come out of the prison area, or out of the med bay, you see the guy, like, in the seat is kind of, like, looks at you for a second, and then kind of glances past you and sees the doctor still at the console, and is like, huh, but then notices that the cameras are down. Like, all of a sudden you see him kind of, like, look down and start, like, slapping at the screens. And so if you guys are moving past them now, they do seem preoccupied. Like, he's kind of like, what the fuck? And he's, like, kind of slapping at the screens.
Move now.
Going for it.
You just hear Arista like, oh my god, 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 oh my god.
Arista.
So, as you enter the non-Islanti Imperial prison cell, you find a slightly different feel than the previous rooms you were in. Though everything else was very Spartan and very kind of disparate, I guess is the word. This room doesn't look different, but the mood and the air just feels heavier. Like just this creeping shadow hanging over the dome. It's just got a mood to it. It is just like fucking sadness and depression. So as you walk in, there's kind of like a little ramp kind of coming down into the main area. So you're looking down into this like little like prison area. And you see there's like a ringed desk with computer consoles manned by a couple Aeon guards just sitting there tick-tacking away, like looking at things. And you also notice that they are looking at like cameras and it's not working. To the west as you're coming down, actually, everybody give me a perception check.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, natty 20 on Eddie.
Jeez Louise.
He is fucking
zoned
just
in.
You got fucking a zero. You got a plus zero, Ginger. I didn't realize that. That's
good.
Awesome.
Ginger's good at talking, not seeing.
She rolled the highest. I guess Eddie got the natural 20, but it's just funny. You rolled so much, like, rolled a 16. I was like, that's going to be a good roll. It was just a flat 16.
I very deliberately, like, you know, this is somebody who is very good at talking, but they're not very good at listening.
Interesting. Nice. I like that.
That's funny. Talk at people.
Yep. Exactly. So.
Got us in here.
Yeah, did. No question.
So as you're coming down, Eddie, you are the first to notice this. Two things you notice. Directly to your left, you notice a glass, like, office that's a little bit above, like, everything else. Kind of on the level of what you just first walked into. Like, when you first came down the ramp, like, at the top of the ramp, this office would be about level of that. Everything else is about 10 feet lower. And as you walk in, you off to your left, you notice this office, glass frontage, and you see this woman sitting in there. And she is just fucking beady-eyed watching you guys walk in, like head kind of cocked as you all start shuffling in. You also notice a small room off to the far east. And though you can understand languages, you don't really get, there's no signage for this room. Then, Ginger, you notice center of the room, you see the two Aslani guards. And to the south, you see just this hodgepodge of like weird alien creatures in these like floating like energy capsules. And you also notice a shit ton of goblins to the north. Now, Oris, with your good roll, you catch these aliens to the south. You start like realizing that they line up with every person you were told to come get. Like it is, they're essentially in a line of everyone you were supposed. You see this female Vesk first that's, though you got a description, it's almost hard to recognize them because of that. But you know the name is Moff Kala. That was one of the people that you were supposed to pick up. And they described them as this like colorful, vibrant creature that would have never given up in this situation. Like they said that, they mentioned like when you're talking that she never would have betrayed, she never would have talked. So there's no way that they would have known like that Talmarin escaped the way they did. But they describe them as this like is super colorful, super vibrant, never like all this like inner strength. But what you see is this like emaciated husk, ribs jutting out of their sides, and these beautiful scales are starting to like fall away, like just patches of like raw skin underneath and stuff like that. You also see, beside her, has to be the other three they're talking about. One they talked about was a Silvara type creature, which was the twisty tongue one they said that you wouldn't be able to pronounce. The name was Letramachanetamol.
Yeah, I hovered over it. I'm like, no.
But it's like this weird crab-like creature. It looks like a crab, like the chitin of a crab. But inside, there's like this gelatinous like form, and the limbs kind of flow outwards. And it's almost like this thing's wearing the shell of a crab as armor, essentially. But that's like it's like almost like a snail, like inhabiting a shell, or a hermit crab. Like inhabiting a shell, like, but it's like a gelatinous thing that's in there instead. But same thing, though, you could see this thing being like a formidable creature once. It like winces as you enter and almost looks like withered. Its carapace is cracked and dried, and this poor thing looks like it's been broken too many times. Besides the Silvara, you see this iridescent blue insectoid Sheeran that you knew as Seachick. And she lays propped up against the tube and just in very rough shape. One of her feet is missing. She also, her two little vestigial arms that usually stick out like by the tummy, completely ripped off. Next to them, you see an even stranger creature that is this thing. I don't even know like how to explain it. It's like crammed in here. It essentially looks like a caterpillar.
I'm saying it looks like a real big worm with locks.
Yes, like it looks like a big caterpillar, which is funny because Eddie in chat just put grub a dub dub, and you see this giant caterpillar almost too big for this fucking thing. It's like squished into this little tube, and it has these kind of like leaf like tendrils that flow off it, but it's kind of squished up a thing. But written in like. Like somehow on this energy, there's like almost like a, not crayon, but like marker written. So obviously these things are like solid as well, but it just says grub. And then at the final vat, you see this like feral reptilian creature just thrashing about. It's a humanoid build, but besides that, if you guys want to know a little bit about it, I'd need a science roll, a life science roll. If anybody wants to give that a shot.
Sure.
If anybody's trained in it.
I am.
There you go, 28 and 17. Rocks. So yeah, actually both of you would be able to figure this out. This is an Akeshti. However, you know from your life science that Akeshti hit a certain point in their lives where they essentially have to mate. And if they don't, they go through a rut. And if they don't mate during the rut, they essentially keep the hormones just keep building up in them, and normally they're like these live lizard-leap creatures, but then they just get beefier and beefier and more feral, and essentially like they go out of their minds, and it's like a shame, and like it's like the worst dishonor is to essentially not bang when you're a fucking one of these things.
Yeah, the worst case of blue ball I've ever
exactly.
seen.
Exactly. Now it's this like Hulk like fucking body. Creature, green. Just fucking just nonstop. Smashing against the walls, just like screaming, never
that
tiring.
That just, lizard is just full of semen.
Yep.
You know, just full of it.
It's actually a female.
Oh.
Your life science would let you know. This one's a female, jeez, but
strike
still.
Christ. Never mind.
Yep. It's full of. No, we're not going to go there.
yep. Let's go. Yeah. What I said is already too much.
The ovaries are like hotcakes.
There you go. They're just fucking in hyper mode.
Jeez.
So. However, currently, you do not see Sedona.
I think Eddie will speak up. You looking for a fix for the cameras?
What?
I'm from engineering.
Oh, yes. Okay, give me a deception roll on that shit. I love it, though. That's fucking great.
Deception or bluff, you mean?
Bluff, sorry.
Oh.
Ooh. You motherfucker.
Has a plus two.
That is true. It does have a plus two.
Rolls a one.
Yeah, you rolled a natty one. So as you guys come out, and you walk down the thing, you're like, hey, da da da. So they don't engage immediately, but they're like, engineering, the cameras went down like 15 seconds ago. Why are you here already? Like,
I was in the infirmary.
You noticed that the woman had started making her way to the doorway and was coming out as you're starting to talk with these people. And they're like, you're over in the infirmary.
Yeah, look here. Look, I'm just saying. I got the fix. You're just going to toss them in the null space chamber. Just, it's inside.
And I'm doing a telepathic message while they're doing that.
Okay.
To her and Vesk. We're here to rescue. Shit's going to get real.
Just saying, you'll find what you need inside. Just go ahead and go ahead and reach in there.
Fuck yes. Okay, so.
And get bit by Scree.
As this happens, so this all happens at once. This Islanti woman steps out and kind of head cocked is like, what are you? And you chuck the null space chamber to this guy. He catches it. Oris, you send that telepathic message and you see that face light up. Fuck yeah. And just as you toss the null space chamber, they go and push the button to open up the fucking thing. And
he's going to tap like Iron Man in the movie. Yep. Like tap his chest and let the glamour projector fall away.
Fuck yeah. So just as that happens, the fucking null space chamber opens. The chick comes out, is like, what are you doing? And fucking, you said the message.
Strike on
and
the head.
Scree fucking leaps forward with an entropic strike.
Beams up, hats off.
Neat.
Fuck yes.
Scree, awesome. I choose you.